Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Ches Omer Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Simon Tov Kuf Pei Vav, which we started yesterday, and we're in the very top line with Sif Beis. The Mechaber tells us, HaGozel Shofar, the Tokabo, Yotze. If a person steals a shofar, Rachmana Litzlan, and then he uses it to be Yotze, the mitzvah, blowing shofar, while he is Yotze, it's certainly not something that we would ever recommend. So bid the Evid, he is Yotze. We'll have to understand why this is not a problem. And this is true even if the balim, the owners of the shofar, are still hopeful to get it back. So there's no yeyish over here. There's no giving up ownership of this shofar. Nevertheless, in this situation, yotze. Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Tess. This is different. They know dome the lulav or matzah of a tzitzis hagzulim. As opposed to Rachman al-San, if a person stole a lulav, or he stole a matzah, or he stole tzitzis, that you're not yotze in that situation. Why by shofar is it different? Lefisha mitzvah a shofar eino el hashmiya levad. Because the mitzvah of shofar is to hear the sounds of the shofar, the shmoa kol shofar, the aim bishmias kol dine gezel. And in regards to sound, there is no technical din of gezela. Sharei bishmiyoso eino nogea bishofar klal. By listening to it, you're not actually using the shofar directly. Ulefikach afa pisha tokabo beisr. Even though there's an isser of gezel in this situation, I feel pisha talk about isser gezel. You're over gezela. There's no doubt about that. Kivin should be ikra mitzvah. The essence of the mitzvah, however, is dainu hashmiya ain ba isser gezel. There is no stealing of sound. There is no technical gezela in regards to sound. So therefore, bid the evid yotze yidei chovasa. You are yotze your obligation to have heard shofar. Dishah foot number 12 brings down that this reasoning is the reasoning of the Rambam. However, the Ravid questions this, and he says, "Madua tzarich l'tam zeh l'chalik bin shofar l'bein lulav matzo v'tzitz." He says, "Why do you need this? There is no requirement of lochem in regards to shofar, as opposed to in all the other things. There is a requirement of lochem. You have to own the shofar. You have to own the matzah. So therefore, why is the din of shofar even a question?" And he brings down that this is actually the opinion of Yerushalmi, although Yerushalmi also brings down the opinion of the Rambam. Then he brings down from the Rabbeinu Manoach, Shemasha Rambam Nitzruch Litam Shein Bekol Din Gezel. Why is the Rambam specifically say there's no din of Gezel? Madua Ein Bekach Mishu Mitzvah Babi Aveira. So, okay, it's not a mitzvah of Gezel, but why is it not a mitzvah Babi Aveira problem? Shekin Av Shein Beshofer Din Lochem, even though there's no din of Lochem, Mikom Mokom, Yesh Litzo Latzat Kios Mishu Mitzvah Babi Aveira. And therefore, he says, Mishum Kach Kosov Shekivin Shemitzvah Nasis Ayidish Shmias HaKol Ubekol Ein Din Gezel. Since technically there is no gzela, so it's not even a mitzvah bar b'aveira. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Zuchoze b'shetoka." That's after the fact. Avol lechatchila, absolutely. Also, lit kabo b'al korchush b'al shofar. You should never go and take somebody's shofar and blow with it against their will. And this is true. Afilu nisyashu abalimenu. Even if the owners have given up hope for getting it back, they have yeyush. You still shouldn't use it without permission if you can get permission. Mikoshikain dein levarchlov, and you certainly shouldn't make a bracha in this situation. The Sharetzion Os Yotes brings us down in the name of the Morgan Avram, the Yerabah, Nar Shalom, the Mati Yehuda, and also the opinion of the Chemed Moshe. And this, however, is not like the opinion of the Pri Chodesh, which you can see in Dishu footnote number 18. The Pri Chodesh says you could make a bracha on this. Shecholuk zeh minota lulav gozul. He says it's different than taking a lulav that was stolen, because in this situation, shekena tokeav shofar mevarach hashmiasakol ve'im b'kol dover gozul. And therefore, there is no concern over here, according to the Pri Chodesh. But all these other achronim say that there is. However, the Chofetz Chaim concludes and he says, "Umiyu atle didei, even according to Pri Chodesh, im kana shofar gozul lo yisak kabo im yesh lacher. You certainly shouldn't use this, even according to Pri Chodesh, if you have another shofar. The oy lo leze shenase sanegoro kategoro. That woe is to the person who's using this shofar to be his defense attorney, and it turns out to be his prosecuting attorney, like the Yerushalmi said." Mishnah Berurah continues, says, the reason why we don't make a bracha on is Mishum Botzea Berech Nietz Hashem. That's what the Vagomer is, that a person who steals something, that's like adding insult to injury, that you make a bracha on it now. And he says, Ayin La'el in Simon Yud Aleph, Sivav, in the Bir Halacha, where this was discussed, and it says, Dafilo Hoyo Yeyush, even in a situation where the Balim were Mesiyayush, so it no longer belongs to them from a monetary point of view. Vishina Rishus, and it changed Rishus, so it doesn't belong to them. Moshinu Maisa, or something was done to it. Gam Kain Ein Kedai LeBrach. You still shouldn't make a bracha. This is inappropriate. And the issue footnote number 13 adds, and he says, in regards to Matzah Gezula, where there was Yeyush, then Yochol to make a bracha. Yochol also Achel LeBrach Alav. Why? Lefisha Matzah Lo Yigia Lidei Liyadobi Yisra. Because you didn't have it when it was Asu. It was already no longer Asu when you bought it or purchased it from the person, because the Balaam had been Nisyayish. And that's why you can make a bracha in that situation. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and says, "Because of achronim, the mutar lito shofar shel chavero below yediyoso for the scorebo." In general, one would be allowed to borrow somebody's shofar. You see a shofar lying around the table, and it was from the earlier minyan, and you want to use it, so you'd be allowed to. Why? Because we have the presumption, because we can presume, in general, as long as there's no destruction of the item, that a person is happy to let other people use their property for dvar mitzvah. And certainly we can assume that he would allow this to be done, and therefore, even without asking permission, you can use it. Although we'll see, ideally, you should ask permission even in this situation if it's possible to do so. The Mishnah Berurah says you can go and be tokeh with this. Call hamei kolos. You don't have to do just the minimum amount. You can even do all 100 kolos. Even though that's not technically necessary, because kiva shenagu kein, since the minig is to blow 100 kolos, we can assume that this person bevadai lo yimcha b'zeh. He certainly would not be upset that you blew all the 100 kolos. That's the presumption. The issue foot number 14 through 17 tell us additional dinim about this. So the issue foot number 14 says b'ma shofar hiskalkel. If you were to somehow ruin the shofar by using it, so then technically you would be potter milishalim because you're no different than a shoel, and a shoel is potter for mesa machmas melacha. In other words, if you're using it properly, you didn't do it in a negligent way, you blow the shofar properly, and somehow it breaks, when you blew it properly, you wouldn't be chayv. Then he says, "Umishu kana shofar michaviru v'kinyan lochal." If you purchase the shofar from somebody, but the kinyan somehow didn't go through, and it turns out to be a mekach tos, so the Noda Yehuda tells us, "Aser lekona litkor b'shofar." In that situation, you can't go and use that shofar lechatchila because it has the din of a shofar gozel. Even though we normally say inish nichalei the inish lamevad mitzvah b'mona, even though we normally say there's a presumption a person would want it, but over here we can't assume that presumption. Ein ze elok yishakotkeya machzik b'shofar al dashu sholas a shofar. That's only in a situation where you're borrowing it, but here there was an attempted purchase, and therefore you can't presume anything. The issue foot number 15 says, based upon the Ramah in Simon Tov Reish Mem Tes, later on, Shemutu Lito Lulav Shel Chavero Belo Yediyoso, the Nichalil Inish Lemevad Mitzvah B'mona, that a person is allowed to go take his friend's lulav, except on the first day when you need lachem, because of this concept as well. Likewise, you can borrow somebody's talis as long as you have no expectation that you're going to ruin it, and it doesn't normally get ruined by this. And he says, even a woman, isha shirotz lito lulav below yediyas bal halulav, even a woman who's not mechuyeves technically in the mitzvah, she's allowed to do it, but she's not mechuyeves. Nevertheless, we still say in this opinion, Rav Moshe Feinstein's atzal. Today is Rav Moshe Feinstein's yard site, Yud Gimel Ador, when I'm dictating this. Tanis Esther, and therefore it's very, very appropriate for us to mention the words of this holy God, Lo Yisrael, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. So he says, Shemutu lo lasus kein, even a woman is allowed to go and borrow this lulav without permission. She'afu pishenu chayeves b'tilas lulav. As I said, even though she's not technically chayeves, since she is mekayemes a mitzvah by doing so, we still say in this situation, the nichalei l'inish l'mevet mitzvah b'mona. He's happy that a mitzvah is being done on his property since it's not being ruined in any way. And Rav Moshe Zatzal brings a riot to this from the Shulchan Aruch, where it says, Shemutu Olam Nitol Talis Shel Chaver L'Baruch Halal. Likewise, there's no mitzvah to go and wear a talis specifically. It's a wonderful thing to do so, but it's not absolutely necessary. And since you're allowed to do that, the same thing would apply over here. And this is also found in the Sefer, his Orus Tshuva, the Nichalei L'Inish, L'Mevad Mitzvah B'Mamono, even for a kim of a mitzvah, even that's not a chiyav. Furthermore, in Dishuv number 16, Rav Moshe Zatzal writes, that this idea that a person is happy about his mamon being used for a mitzvah is not because it's a majority, because ein holchem b'mamon acharov, ela hakavani shekulam mitzrasim b'chach. Everybody, it's 100%, because if it was only 90%, then you wouldn't say that by monetary. But we can have a presumption that as long as a person knows that his item is not being ruined, everybody be happy. Why can't my item be used for mitzvah? It's not being ruined at all. However, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that nowadays, b'smanenu, there are people that are not happy about somebody using the talis for whatever the reason, either for hygiene reasons, especially in days of COVID, we can understand this. We didn't lend out our talis and we didn't lend out sidurim. So when there is a concern, so then one doesn't have this presumption. Finally, the issue foot number 17 also brings down from Moshe Feinstein's Atzal Nigrus Moshe, based upon the Shulchan Aruch, that in regards to a talis, Shemuchach she'akish ein chiyav elaminach shenagu. So just like with the talis, so too with the 100 kolos. Even though it's only a minute to do the 100 kolos, you can do them all when you presume that a person doesn't mind. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Toka b'shofar shel avodas kochavim. If you take a avodah zara shofar, it was used for avodah zara, but it belongs to a yid, shel yisrael, then lo yotza. Then you're not yotza in that situation. The Mishnah explains, Sif Kon Yud, kigon sh'avad l'shofar. The yid nebuch, he worshipped this shofar in some way. Or if he blew it in front of the avodah zara, his avodah zarah shelo shetaka lefanav. He blew it in front of it. So if Nebuchadnezzar owns this shofar that was used for avodah zarah, always worshipped itself, he can't use this shofar to be yotzi with. She'ena batela olamis, because it never loses, the Mechaber says, its status of being avodah zarah. V'chatuse michta shiure, and therefore we view it as having an inadequate share, because it's also by noah, it's of zero value, and therefore it's of zero size, and therefore it's not considered an adequate sized shofar, which is a requirement of the shofar, and therefore you can't use it to be yotze. The Mishnah explains Sivkot Yud Aleph, Rosh Lomar, the kiven the efshar b'shum pam sh'teini teres, it's never going to be able to become mutter. V'al karchach li'ibud koi, therefore it's going to be destroyed. L'sreifo l'halich l'yam ha'melech, it's going to be burnt, or you throw it into the yam ha'melech, harehu k'mi'ishenu, it's as if it has no existence. The lo odif mishofar kosher, and it certainly isn't better than a shofar kosher, for akshayim bo shir, Godlo shupatzel. It can't be any better than a small kosher shofar that doesn't have the size. Just like the small kosher shofar that doesn't have the size is not kosher, so too certainly if a kosher gain hacha, this one doesn't have any size halachically, and therefore it is no good. The Mechaber continues and he writes, however, if this shofar belonged to a guy, Abba b'shalavodos kochavim, shalavi kochavim, it was either used in worship by an Ovi Kochavim, or it was used in the service of an Ovi Kochavim by a guy, so then lo yitkat, then you shouldn't use it l'chachila because it's disgusting. However, v'im takabo yotze, but after the fact, you would be yotze, as the Ber HaGola writes down, the mitzvah slav lehanos nitnu, because you're not getting hanah from it, and the only issue would be over here in hanah, and therefore it's most, shouldn't be used l'chachila, it's disgusting to use such a shofar, but bottom line is, if you have no alternative, and you used it, you would be yotze. Mishbur explains Sivkot Yud Beis, Kigon, for example, Shemotza shofar avodah zarah shel nachri, o sheshalo shel menu. You either found this avodah zarah of the nachri, the shofar of the avodah zarah of the nachri, or you borrowed it from him. The issue foot number 21 brings down, they were dealing here that in the case where you found it, that it was lost by the nachri. However, avodah hanachri hifkir is a shofar, if the nachri made it hefkir, so then the kapos tomorrow and brings down, kiilu bitlu milios avodah zarah. That's the equivalent of being mevatlet, and it no longer has the status of being a shofar shel avodah zarah. Mishnah Berurah continues, Sivkot Yud Gimel, says, the reason why you shouldn't blow it l'chachila is, as I said, mishum demos, it's disgusting to use such a shofar to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, v'afilu b'nis batel, even if it did have a bitl, like we just pointed out, gam kin osa l'chachila l'kama poskim, even then, while it may not be osir, and it's no longer avodah zarah, you shouldn't use such a thing l'chachila according to some poskim. Now, the Sharet Zion in Os Chavav says, hu baya d'lo ivshitalei. This question was asked in the Gemara and wasn't fully answered. And you can find this in Tosfos in Avodah Zarah on Daf Mem Zayin, as well as in the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, according to Rashi, and the Ran and the Ravid in Avodah Zarah as well. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Dalet tells us that you would be Yotzi B'diavad, afilu kol mishnis batel, and this would be even before it had a bittel. Why? Vatam, the kiven she'ev sho levat lo kidin avodah zarah shel nachri shenachri motzi mevatel, since it could be mevatel by the guy, lo shayach belomar harei kimi she'ena. Therefore, we don't say that it has zero status to it, because as soon as it's bottle, it does have status to it. Therefore, the efshu lo tavo klal lidei sreifa, and it's not a guarantee that it will come to sreifa, and therefore, vi mishum shenena misuri anor, I, the only problem would be you're getting hanor from something that's also by noah, gam kilo also, it wouldn't be aser. Why? The kia mitzvah lo mikri hanor saguf, like we brought down from the Ber HaGola. That's not called the hanor saguf, elu gzeres melech, and therefore, you would be allowed technically to go and use it, at least be the evid. And so much so that you can use this, that if you have no alternative, then l'chatrila you can even use this, in order not to not fulfill the mitzvah of blowing shofar. The Mechaber continues and says, but the person who is using the shofar should not have in mind that he's acquiring it, because once he acquires it, then you can't be yotze, because why? Now it's an avodas kochavim that belongs to a yid. It wasn't yet batel, and therefore you shouldn't use it in that situation. So when you pick it up, don't have in mind to acquire it. Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot Tezvav, b'shor shematzoh, when you find it, v'yikbiyah min hakarka, if you pick it up from the karka, so that would normally make a kinyan. So you should pick it up, elikbiyah, rakid elit kobo, have in mind that you're picking it up just to blow it and not to acquire it. And he says, looking further for these details in the Bir Halach over here. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Tezayin says, v'yaf agav disroel lo avodo, even though when you're picking it up and acquiring it, you didn't worship it, nevertheless, since there was no bitl done, mikom makom, ein lo bitl, once you own it, kiven the akshav hisha yisrael, it can't be mevutl. Yeshu Kosu, others disagree and say the lo koi rak avodah zarah shall akum avolo amishamshe avodah zarah, that this applies only to the actual avodah zarah, if it was actually worshipped by the akum, but not if it was a shimush of the avodah zarah. The bimishamshe avodah zarah shall akum, by the things that just were used in the service of the Avodah Zarah, afilu bo liyad Yisrael, even though a Yid acquires it, lo machmerinan behu kulihai. We're not so strict to say that you can't use it. And therefore, according to this, v'yesh lam bittul, it could still have bittul, or kamod the pasuk mechaber, yoredeya sim kuf memvav siv beis, where those dinim were discussed, but he says, v'yesh shemachmirim gam bazeh. He brings down, you can see this in the Shaar Tzion, there's the Bach and the Shach and others, that you still should be machmir in this situation. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "V'yesh machmirim dafilu b'shal ovei kochavim eino yotze." And there are those that say, even when it belongs to an ovei kochavim, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of blowing with that shofar, even though you didn't acquire it. Ella bin izbatel b'erev yontav. Unless the guy was mavatalit before Rosh Hashanah started. And he brings us down the name of the Mordechai, and he says as well, this will be discussed. Ayin lekamen simin tof reish mem tes in Hilchos Sukkah and Sif Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkot Yud Zayin tells us the reasoning is Hatam Kanal the Kivin Shu also by Noah, since it's technically also by Noah when it belongs to the Ovi Kochavim, Hariv Kochosim in Shiur Shu Pasul. So it still could be viewed as not having the right shear. Even though it could be Mavutal, Mikol Mokom, Adayin Lon is Batal. Right now it's not Mizbatal, and therefore it will be Isuro Koi. It stays in the status of being Asur. Sifkot Yud Ches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, that you should do the bittul before Rosh Hashanah starts. The imlon is batul b'shor shekidesh hayom. If there was no bittul before Rosh Hashanah started, imkein lo yoroi oz l'skobo. Then you couldn't have blown it at the start of Rosh Hashanah. Lefi shita zu sheposel l'skobo called the bittul. According to this opinion, this machmer opinion, the Ramah brought down that you can't blow with it unless there was a bittul, and therefore it's not usable. The nidcha oz, it's pushed aside, and therefore imkein afilu bittul ha'akum achakach b'yom tov. Even though technically when the Akum is Mavatal, it is now permissible, nevertheless, at the start of Rosh Hashanah, we call Mokom, Shema Yejdichu El Tzumitzo Sukvar Nifsa. Maybe since it wasn't able to be used at the start of Rosh Hashanah, it's considered rejected, pushed aside, and therefore it is considered Nifsa. Deir Shifu number 27 explains, Shafu Bishu Mitzvah Shofar Hiashmiya Velovatkiya, as we just brought out, the idea is to listen to the shofar, not to actually have the shofar. Nevertheless, he says the shofar is considered a chayfishal mitzvah, and therefore, shayach bo dichoy, it could be pushed aside. And therefore, if it's not usable, it's pushed aside, it's rejected at the start of Rosh Hashanah, it can't become acceptable later on, at least according to this machmer opinion. How do we paskin? The Mishnah Berurah says, Ulinian dina kaimelon kisvar rishona, shu svaras rov haposkim. We can use the follow the makel opinion that we brought down earlier, which is the majority opinion. Afilu below nisbat leklal, and this is usable even if it wasn't mevutal at all. Yochol liskorbo emein lo acher. If you have no choice, you certainly should blow with this, even lechachila. Rakim imotzi achakach shofar kosher. But if you find afterwards a good kosher shofar, then tzarich liskorbo michadosh letzaysi desvarazu buli bracha. Then it would pay to go and blow again, of course, without a bracha, because you probably were yotze. So therefore, you don't. When we have suffik brachos, we go lahakel. But since it's a suffik d'oraisa, were you yotzei the mitzvah or not? So there is an opinion says you weren't yotzei. So blow shofar again. There's no issa whatsoever in blowing shofar again. And maybe you're doing the mitzvah now. But since maybe you were yotzei beforehand, don't do it with a bracha. With this, we conclude today's shiur.